At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That. A few years ago, I went looking for adventure. What I actually found was the end of years of back pain, a body that finally fit my clothes again, and something I never expected, a personal wellness sanctuary right outside my door. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a daily habit that revitalized my health, my emotions, and even my sense of purpose. From easing stress to shrinking your waistline, there really is a walk for that. Join me as I explore the power of walking with inspiring guests and offer tips to help you make walking a fun, transformative part of your day. And you'll get to enjoy our trail mix, 3 songs chosen by my guest that reflect their attitude to life and passion for walking. So today's guest on There's a Walk for That is Lucy Wynn. And Lucy has set up and runs a really fantastic walking group called Networking. And the idea is to combine networking, so networking for professionals, with walking. I heard about this idea. I got myself on Lucy's mailing list and I went along. I can honestly say it was an eye-opener to a new way of meeting business people. So let me welcome you, Lucy. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Good to be here.
And if I could ask you to say a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So my name is Lucy, and I also run my own business as a freelance graphic designer. I've always been someone that really believes in networking in general for growing a business, particularly when you're self-employed and it's just you. I think it's a vital not only access to grow your network and get potential referrals and business, but also to socialize, to get general business support, help each other out. And then back in 2020, I thought to myself that I would love to start a group myself, but just doing it a little bit differently. I've always been a real fan of walking and generally exercising outside. I do, as I say, quite a lot of walking, and also regularly do a boot camp near me as well. So it's all about being outside, whatever the weather, getting a bit muddy sometimes, and just enjoying the fresh air. And I thought, well, it would be lovely to combine my love of being outside, love of exercising, with offering an alternative way of networking. So that is how networking began, to combine the two.
So I'm just on my way to meet Lucy Wynn at her networking event. Now, I don't drive, I use public transport. So I've come to a town called Aldershot by train, and now I've just walked to the bus station. And I've never been to Aldershot before. And as I walked away from the station, I saw a big sign that said, "Home to the British Army." And then I suddenly remembered, of course, Aldershot is a big army base. And then I saw a lot of Nepalese people, and there's so many Nepalese people here waiting with me at the bus stop, wearing traditional Nepalese clothes. And again, I suddenly remembered, of course, it's the Gurkhas. It's this Gurkha history. And that got me thinking about, you know, Britain's past and the wars that have been fought, and the invaluable contribution from soldiers from all over the world. And what I'm reflecting is that these are little insights into places that you can get when you walk. Because if I had driven through Aldershot, I doubt I would have noticed any of that. So walking is such a great way to get to know a new place, and you see all sorts of interesting things, and of course get a chance maybe to talk to people too. So yeah, I would really recommend you explore your own town on foot, and you know, when you're going places on holiday or whatever it is for work, take a bit of time to explore where you are on foot and really see what's happening out there on the streets.
Lucy's a freelance graphic designer and the founder of Networkers, a walking group in Fleet, Southeast England. Let's find out what a networking meet is all about.
So I've got off the bus. I'm now in a place called Church Crookham and making my way to Poppy's coffee shop, where I'm going to meet the networkers and find out why walking is such a great way to network. I'm just now walking with Lucy.
Well, thank you. I'm Lucy Wooldridge, and I'm a mindset coach, a special interest in resilience and transitioning from one place to another and helping people rebuild perhaps after a situation that may have felt out of their control and they want to get back on their feet and move forward.
Do you do other networking groups as well?
Occasionally. I did one last night.
Yeah.
But to be honest, this one is my favourite one. So this is the one that I try to come to. If I could only do one, it would just be this one.
Why is that?
The others that I've been through, there's nothing wrong with them, but we're sitting in a room, we are listening to what everyone has to say, but then that's it. For me, there was no real connection. This one, there's something about being in the open. I think we let our guard down a little bit more. We're not here to sell, we're here to connect, and I think that's part of that collective purpose.
That is so interesting. I think you put that so well, because my experience of going to networking events, traditional networking events, is that I'm always like, okay, what's my selling message? And I've got to find the people who might buy from me. Whereas actually, it's probably much more important is like you say, building those connections, because that's really what helps you maybe choose to use someone's services. But also, there's so many other things you can get from that as well that might help your business in different ways.
Absolutely. I think just in my own experience, you end up trying to sell, and it was just a bit icky for me. I never sell. I try and connect, I try and serve, and meet people, you know, where they are, rather than bringing them to me. In this environment, I think, like I said, it's just so more open to building connections and relationships.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've been walking for about, I don't know, half an hour or something, and then we had that circle time, but I feel like I kind of know the people in the group, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I feel like I could approach them and talk to them as people.
Yes, absolutely. And like you say, you saw there's quite a few coaches in the group, or there's a couple of financial advisors in the group. So there's quite a few people who do a similar role, but it's all about connection. How can we support each other rather than competition?
Yes, that's really nice, isn't it? And what about other benefits? Like when you've come out for a walk with a networking group and you've been out in nature and got away from your desk, and how does that impact how you feel about your day or your work or life in general?
Absolutely. For me, I love walking anyway. I walk every day if I have a dog, which that has helped me. She has really helped me get out walking more intentionally. So I do love walking anyway, and I think there's something about walking and, as you say, being out in nature, but all of a sudden you're feeling better, you're feeling more aligned, you're more creative. I think you get into a flow state while walking. And for me, it's not about being out in nature. This is going to sound very cheesy. You realise you are nature.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious.
That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to There's a Walk for That on UK Health Radio. I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is the show where we dive into all things walking. And today I'm joined by Lucy Wynn. She's a freelance graphic designer and the founder of Netwalking, a group that helps business owners, freelancers, and home workers step away from their desks, make real connections, and soak up the fresh air and mental clarity that walking in nature brings. I caught up with Lucy on Zoom to find out why she believes networking offers so much more than your traditional networking group.
So you've run networking for 5 years. You must have met quite a few people through your group. What do you think the benefits are to come to your networking group?
Yeah, I mean, I have met a load of people. You're right. It's brilliant. We have the regulars and we have new faces all the time, and both of which really bring something to the group. Obviously, meeting new people is amazing, and it gives them an opportunity to, increase their network. But also having the regular faces, it's just lovely to have an update of how they're doing and just to catch up and be social, really. And there's always a different requirement, no matter, you know, even if you think, oh, I know that person, I know what they do for a living, but the last week could have been very different for them. So there's always something new to chat about. So I think it provides an opportunity to really get away from the desk, to really step out of your working environment. A lot of the time, a networking group might be held in, you know, a room within an office space or something. So you're still kind of going from one internal place to another. And I think it's just stepping outside, being in nature, walking side by side, often forgetting what was troubling you in the morning, because by the time you've had a lovely walk and a nice bit of cake and coffee, that problem's often resolved or forgotten about, or you realise it's not as important as you thought it was. So yeah, I think it's just allowing that person to just step out and away from everything that's sort of familiar. Being outside in nature also can aid the conversation. You often find that people will be inspired by what they see as they walk along. You have a natural conversation with somebody, whether it, you know, the weather brings up something, or we'll often be down by the canal and there'll be boats passing, there'll be ducks and swans and things like that. So I think it's a natural way of encouraging conversation. And I also find, as you get this feeling of intimidation sometimes when you walk into a room and you sort of look around and think, oh, I don't know anyone here, and you've physically got to walk in, take yourself up to somebody and interrupt their conversation. And it is quite an intimidating thing to do. And I find that with the networking, because it's a movable feast, if you like, everybody's sort of moving all the time. There's no feeling that you can't walk up to somebody, because we're all walking and it changes all the time.
So I'm here on the networking group, and I've got to say it's so fantastic. We've just had a circle time where everyone has introduced themselves. About 17 people are here today. And what was amazing for me was how many people have worked with each other. And so people were just instantly able to say, oh yes, I've worked with her, I've worked with him. And it's such a, it's so powerful, it's so brilliant, it's so personal. So I'm absolutely loving it, and seeing how mixing the networking with the walking gives a much more in-depth experience.
So you will find yourself next to someone 1 minute, and then we might have stopped to do something, and then, oh, look, I'm walking next to somebody else now. And so, it's just a really natural way of encouraging interaction.
I think that is such a good point, because in all my years of running a business, I don't think I have ever met someone who said, I love networking. You know, I think for a lot of people, especially maybe when you're younger and setting out and it's all new to you, you know, running a business is all new to you. Or perhaps you're someone who is working at home for a business, but you're still working at home. And of course, post-COVID, we know there are a lot of people who have started their careers working at home. So they're not getting that benefit of the office group, you know, the social thing that you just do in the office. And I think what really struck me when I came to your networking group is how people arrived at the group. So there was none of that kind of nervousness and anxiety that you see in a traditional networking group, and which I've experienced myself. So there was none of that hovering at the door, oh my gosh, I need to go into this room of people, and they look like they all know each other, and I don't know any of, you know, and, am I wearing the right thing? Have I gone too smart? Am I too casual? Did I bring cards? Do I need cards? There's so many things you think about that get in the way of even just communicating with anyone. But at your group, we were all, so just to let the listeners know, what happened in the group that I attended, we met at the cafe. So, you know, people were just sitting around and people just arrived, and it was so casual. It was just like, hi. And I think everyone was just so looking forward to it.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Yes. I think you're right. It is the people do say to me, oh, can't wait for the next one. Can't wait. Yes, I think you're right. And it's lovely to hear that you felt that, because it's certainly relaxed network. A networking opportunity is what I aim to provide. And I think it's interesting, going back to all the feelings you have of traditional networking, the intimidation perhaps of walking into the room, and a point you made about what you wear is actually quite valid, because obviously we all turn up to go for a walk, so everybody's very much on a level. So you're not going to be intimidated by someone who looks a bit like they're power dressing or looks incredibly formal, and you've turned up looking like, oh, you know, I should have dressed up for this. So I think, there's no expectation on anyone at all. It's supposed to be enjoyable. And let's face it, we all like to do business with people we genuinely feel we like. I mean, obviously they need to be good at what they do, but we're all, even from anything from wanting a plumber through to a graphic designer, you're going to want to know that you can have a good relationship with that person. They're going to understand what you want, and they're going to be reliable, and they're going to be trustworthy, and all those things. And they're human attributes, and I think you need to have that sort of friendly environment to really encourage people to show what they're about and build good relationships, which ultimately often does lead to future business.
Let's be honest, sometimes you need exactly that fearless energy to walk into a traditional networking event. You know, the name badges and nervous handshakes, not everybody's idea of fun. But when I spoke to Lucy Wynn, founder of Networking, and joined one of her walks, I kept hearing the same thing from business owners. There's just something about being outdoors that makes it all feel so much easier. Walking side by side, surrounded by nature, the conversation just flows and the awkwardness melts away. It's networking, but without the scary bits.
Yeah, Fleet Networking is my favourite networking, and networking altogether. I tend not to go to like the rigid, structured networking. I just used to get so nervous and my hands would be sweating waiting for them to come round and get to me. So I decided that wasn't for me, and this group that Lucy runs is just so friendly, it's so relaxed, and it just suits my energy more. I'm Tracy. My company is TLC Therapies in Fleet, and also I do crystals and jewellery.
And how long have you been coming to the networking group?
Oh, pretty much since it started, I think, and I can't remember when it started. So, you know, we're talking probably 3 years or so.
I'm really interested to know, is it good for networking? And are there other benefits that you've found?
Yeah, it's like a whole package in a way, because I've made some wonderful contacts, and you see them more in a relaxed environment rather than this sort of like corporate structured, you know, so they're more themselves, you know, it's okay to be a bit silly if you want to be a bit silly and have a laugh and a joke. You're learning about different businesses, and even if it's something that you're not going to use, you can maybe recommend them to someone else. And there's the walking, like walking is my mental therapy. I love getting out in nature, go walking and be chatting to people and finding out about them, and sharing what you do and what they do. You just see people more relaxed rather than having this corporate head on.
Would you say that people are more authentic? That's kind of what I'm hearing, that you maybe see more the real person, who they really are.
I think so. They can see me as my natural self. I'm not standing there getting nervous and falling over my words and thinking, oh, what am I going to say?
Because when you go to a traditional networking event, it's a bit of a performance, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like having to stand up in the classroom and give the right answer. That's how I feel anyway.
Yeah, and it's like you're trying to think of something different.
You've said that it feels different coming to the networking group as opposed to a traditional networking group where you describe your palms might be sweaty, you're anxious basically.
Yeah.
And what about at the end of the networking group? How do you feel then?
Oh, just uplifted. And it's just so nice, you know, give each other big hugs as you're going and, just feel uplifted.
What would you say to somebody who maybe doesn't see themselves as an outdoor person, but maybe also doesn't like the traditional networking? Because I think most of us have that anxiety when we go to a traditional networking event. So what would you say to someone if they're like, yes, I do feel anxious with those traditional events, but walking, is that for me?
Yeah, I'd say we're not going on a 10-mile hike. It's a shortish walk, really. And you stop halfway and you each just have a minute or so just to explain who you are. And when you're walking and you're talking to people, you don't actually notice.
Also, I think my experience of the circle when we each introduced who we were was that it was very relaxed compared to a traditional networking event. Everyone was relaxed. We've already done some walking and some chatting, so everyone's relaxed. They're just in a chilled out state of mind, and it really became more of a sharing what you do rather than, okay, what's my spiel?
And I think importantly as well, you could see everyone listening to what everyone else had to say. Whereas sometimes, you know, if you're at separate tables and you've got pens and paper, and sometimes you can see when people are talking, people are just like looking at their phone or writing notes, and that doesn't happen.
So as a way of integrating walking, networking and your business life, what would you say? Is it working?
It's
for
great.
You?
I love it. It honestly is. Every time Lucy puts one on, I'm always putting, it's my favourite network group.
The station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I'm just taking my daily walk along the canal near where I live, and I'm reflecting on everything that I've learnt from Lucy Wynn and her networking group. I think one of the things that I'm reflecting on is how they embody a different way of doing business, where other businesses
are not seen as competitors. They're seen as part of a supportive network. They're seen as a resource. They're seen as friends. And the second thing I'm reflecting on is how the networking group integrates walking in nature with professional life. And I think that's a theme that is very important, especially for many of us who spend a lot of our time behind a desk. So sitting at your desk, sitting in your car, sitting watching TV, sitting is the new smoking. Our bodies are designed to walk, our bodies are designed to run, our bodies are designed to move. And when we sit for long periods, a whole host of things happen. Our eating patterns quite often get disordered. Our brains get bored. Our brains want a bit of dopamine. We reach out for a quick fix. We reach out for the biscuits. Get that little buzz. Our muscles lose their strength, their flexibility. We start getting backaches, leg aches. Our hearts lose their fitness. So when Lucy combines business networking with walking in nature, she's really doing something incredibly valuable. She's integrating professional life with health and well-being. Friendship, fresh air, being away from the desk, feeling a part of nature, feeling a part of something bigger than yourself, so that all those worries, problems and challenges that can really get overwhelming when you're sitting staring at a screen can be seen in perspective. Through walking, relaxing our nervous system, we can actually find that we arrive back at our desks after our walk, having solved problems that seemed intractable. And if what I'm saying all sounds a bit woo-woo to you, then please do consider Steve Jobs, one of the most innovative and successful inventors and businessmen of the 21st century. Designed Apple Park almost like a huge donut, and the jam in the donut was a big natural open park space. And the reason he did this is that he found that his most creative ideas happened when he was walking in nature. So it made firm business sense. It made sense to his bottom line as a businessman to integrate parkland into his working space. So you may be wondering, how do you integrate walking into your professional life? You could join or even start a networking group, but you don't have to start a group. You can just walk every day like I do. So I've been walking every day for 2.5 years now, just half an hour around my local park. The other thing you could do is take a leaf out of Steve Jobs' book and organise walking meetings with your colleagues. Again, this is something that I have done with my colleagues at Boogie Mites. Every now and again, we'll have a walking meeting. This is a great time for us to connect, because quite often we can be very, very busy on individual tasks and we don't have the time to really connect as people. So this gives us the time to connect, which is really vital for the integrity of the company. But it also gives us the time to have fun, to look at the trees, look at the leaves and the insects and the birds and just enjoy nature. But it also gives us the time to think creatively about the business,
when we're walking together, it's like our creative minds slowly start to come alive and spool out with wonderful ideas. So it's a really, really great time to brainstorm, to daydream, to do that creative thought that lies at the base of any business. So whether it's a daily walk, a walking meeting with colleagues, or a networking event, the thought I want to leave you with is to consider how you can integrate your professional life and what we might call leisure time. I think this is a false division, and I don't think we have to live like this. Our mental health, our physical health, our creativity, and our productivity will benefit from integrating work and leisure. I think the duck agrees too.
You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. Let's head back to Lucy Wynn, founder of Networkers, for a final thought on why there's nothing quite like combining networking with a good walk in nature.
No, I mean, wouldn't it be great if more meetings could be take place outside in a fresh air walking